This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow, what's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's see if it works now. Big deep breath. There were some things I probably have to apologize for.
Yeah, but that's every day with us.
Isn't it though?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I talk like a normal person.
Sorry, we're just normal people. All right.
And I really don't hate anybody.
No.
I use that term.
Just
we were so excited, but we were so excited. This thing came out and they said, and honestly, it was ranking of the top shows in our format. And I was literally just hoping that we would just make the list.
Yeah.
And it turned out we were number 11. And we're ahead of some people that I really respect and admire and appreciate. And
yeah,
and there's a few people that I think got hosed on this list, by the way. And I want to throw some credit out there too for those of you who've listened to this station for a while. Our boy John Moog, who went off to make his fame and fortune as a morning guy many years ago, showed up on this list at number 17. He's in Chicago now at a big time radio station. And they were number 17 on this list. And that's amazing because that show's only been on the air, a year?
Oh, wow.
Like in a year, they had a baby. They moved to Chicago. They started this show. And now that's big. That's
good
really
for
big.
Him.
Yeah. And
yeah,
the show
great.
And the show at number 19 got host. They're way better than 19.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy that we made the list. Very exciting news. And we were very excited when we said it the first time.
Yeah. Grateful. Super, super absolutely. Grateful. And all of that. Can we try and do this? I think everything's back to normal. We're good. Adrian, you feel good about things right now? He's thumbs up.
Okay. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things on 98.5 KLUC.
Our poor producer is just trying to get out of here and go off to Royal Rumble in Indianapolis. Which, by the way, a really good show out of Indianapolis that's been around forever. They were number 6 on the list. This guy, his name's Dave Smiley, and he's awesome.
Oh, great name.
So he was number 6, so good for him on that list. Okay. But poor Adrian's just trying to get out of here and, you know, and make sure everything is good so he can take a couple of days off. And this chaos begins.
Well, that's how we like to set him up for success. We're like, here's all of this chaos. Okay, bye.
You know, every once in a while, and as much as I hate stuff like this, and yeah, it's funny. I've gone through about a day and a half like this. It's been good lessons. It's been really, I like to think I'm a person that when adversity hits, that you're either winning or you're learning. You know,
sure.
And I like to believe that. Okay, little reset. little, you know, smartening up. I want to do the 702-364-9898 Katy Perry tickets for you for the first pick this morning. Sexy, not sexy, the Jobs edition.
Nice. Okay.
Amazed the radio host didn't make the list of sexiest jobs.
Well, it's because it's obvious. It is a very sexy job. No question about it.
You have no idea. Well, you do have an idea. You do it. You know. Katy Perry, the Lifetimes Tour, Saturday, May 17th at T-Mobile, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 10 a.m. Yours are free right now. Just want to get your thoughts on this. And by you, I also mean you, Michaela.
You got it.
Sexy now. Okay. Number one sexiest job overall, healthcare. Doctors, nurses, sexy, not sexy.
Big sexy.
Scrubs are sexy. I'll yes. say it.
Saving lives is sexy.
Well, that too. You're right. 702-364-9898.
First pick on the Chep Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Sexy, not sexy, the Jobs edition. Good morning, Christina. How are you?
Good.
Good. Are you sure? You sound like that was up for debate right now.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. We'll efficient. To the point.
Try to calm down just a little bit. Try and control your excitement. And we'll do it. Are you nervous? Are you scared to be on the radio?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, it's just us.
I
promise you. And as evidenced by the last 20 minutes, we're in much greater danger than you are. We're the ones in trouble, not you.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. So sexy, not sexy. They literally pulled 2,000 single people, see what the sexiest jobs were in 2025, and then they broke it down by industry. Healthcare, doctors and nurses. Sexy, not sexy, Christina.
Sexy.
Education, teachers and professors. Sexy, not sexy.
Not sexy.
Yeah. Michaela.
Sexy.
If you're sexy to begin with, teacher, yes. Professor, yes,
I agree. Maybe.
I have this thing, I think they call it sapiosexual, where you're like attracted to like brains, knowledge, education.
Oh.
I think I'm one of those people.
Is that why you like me?
Yeah, that's
what?
The reason. No,
that couldn't possibly be it because you don't qualify.
That's why. Bingo.
I love that. Yeah. However, okay, does it add on to it? Like if they're sexy already, does it add to it? Maybe.
Maybe.
I get what you're saying there with the yeah. First responders. How is that not number one? Can we all agree, Christina, sexy? Yeah?
Yes.
Lawyers. Lawyers. Sexy, not sexy.
Sexy.
Yeah. I think that's another one that I think that adds to it. Like if you're hot already, that's not going to make you hot. Oh, you're a lawyer.
I think it does make you kind of hot.
Or unless, kind of case they take.
Right out of the chute.
Mm-hmm, bing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll say this. If I know you work for NACVI, I'm going to look twice. Look at the pictures. Your own judgment. Don't trust me on that. Marketing and sales. Sexy, not sexy.
Not sexy.
Michaela.
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah. Because sales, you really got to like sell it, work it. If you're good at it, it can be very sexy.
If you're good at it, it's sexy. If you're just in it and it's like, cause you can't do anything else. And we know those people, Mika, we do. We know those people that you're like, oh, so you thought you'd take a shot at this, huh? You know what I mean? That the people tell them you'd be good at sales. Okay. Well, I'm not doing well at anything, science, chemists, researchers, or anything that requires a science degree. Sexy, not sexy.
Sexy.
I think that's kind of sexy.
Yeah, I think so too.
Tech, data analysts, IT, tech support, all that. Sexy, not sexy. Number seven on this list.
Sexy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think sexy too, because I have no idea what they're talking about half the time. And it's very interesting. They're like, they come in, they fix all this weird stuff in like a hot, nerdy way. I'm into it.
That's pretty cool. Finance. Sure. Finance. Sexy, not sexy.
Not sexy.
Mika?
I love money.
Yeah, I do too. I love the business of money. So, I don't know. You know, okay. Free concert tickets. Sexy, not sexy. Christina.
Very sexy.
Outstanding. Yes. You're going to Katy Perry. Have a great time. Hang on one second.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, it's Good Feeling Stories of the Day, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Good news out of Altadena, California, obviously.
Give it to me.
With the fires and the whatnot. Brian McShay and Stephanie Rayner lost their house in the Eaton fire this month. They are in the news because one thing survived. That one thing, as they were sifting through the rubble, Brian found the engagement ring that he recently bought. Stephanie did not know about this engagement ring. He picked it up, gave it the, you know, take your shirt and tail and, you know, and clean it up, yeah, and propose to her right there on the spot.
Oh my God. That's amazing. That's
to which
so
she crazy. Said, are you nuts? We just lost everything. I'm you. No, she said yes. And it was fine. These are the good feeling stories of the day.
Yeah.
This is an amazing story. A guy's Apple Watch saved his life last week after he hurt his leg skiing up in Washington State. It sent out an SOS after he ate you know what and tumbled 1,000 feet down a mountain. So the watch knows when you know, because it'll ask you, did you have an accident? He was like, yes.
Oh, that's smart. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. No, there's technology all over the place of that. To which, in fact, what popped up yesterday for me? And it said, do you want to engage this thing? Because we can track you. I think it was on Google. Google's got a bunch of new stuff. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we want to be able to know if you have an accident. And I'm thinking, there are a lot of things that could potentially be perceived. As an accident. So I don't know. Fine. I'm thinking about it. Anyway, he did his. There's footage of a search and rescue helicopter picking him up. Without the watch, he would have been there all night and he would have died. He would have frozen to death. There's
That's such a great tip. Lisa has an Apple Watch like many people. I think maybe I'll get one too, because that feels like that would be the time to have it. That's so smart. I wouldn't know what to do.
I'm going to stay on the Android dark side, mostly just to poke fun at the Apple Watch people to go, yeah, the Apple Watch. And I'm like, well, if you want the inferior technology, go ahead. What's great is that, like, the Android, from what I understand, I don't know anything about this stuff. From what I understand, the Android has the better technology, but the Apple has more stuff that you can actually use. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, great. You can have that Android with the superior technology, but does it save your life?
Apparently not.
No, it does not. It's your Good Feeling Stories of the Day, brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Got to pass along some sad news this morning, and honestly, just to express our condolences. Mm-hmm. There's a guy, a prominent musician in town, named Ryan White Maloney. I didn't know Ryan super well. I hadn't seen him in quite a while, but it was one of those deals, kind of like Michaela, how you and I used to see each other. We'd run across each other at a charity event.
Just,
I'd be on the way in and you'd be on the way out. And we'd be like, hey, we need to get together sometime. And of course, do we? No,
yeah,
you know, you don't. But you really want to.
Yeah.
And you know that you like each other, and probably if you hung out a little, you'd probably like each other a lot more.
Yeah.
We lost Ryan earlier this week. Ryan got a 4-chair turnaround on The Voice.
Yeah. I didn't know him. When I Googled him though, he came right up. He was incredible. He was amazing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people in our community, they're already posting about him. A lot of the musicians, yeah, it's really
news
sad.
Came out last night. Yeah, the news came out last night and we just because we had lost him yesterday. And And I'll just come out and say it. He committed suicide. And it was funny. There's so many people going, hope you know how loved you were. And sadly, I'm not sure. Who knows? And maybe he did. Maybe that was where the pressure was coming from.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But listen, if you're thinking about it, or you know somebody who is this 988? Is that the number? I just looked up suicide hotline.
Yes.
I just looked that up. 988. Just dial 988 or text 988 or good God, just call somebody. You know, and check up on your friends. That's always helpful. You know, you just check up on folks every once in a while. And I'm decent at it, but I'm not as good at it as I could be.
Yeah, I don't think anybody is. And just off of your point, even your happy friends, sometimes those are the ones that need it most. You know, we live in a crazy world for everybody right now. A lot of people are really going through it mentally, financially, emotionally. Mm-hmm. And just have a little grace when you're walking around. Because you really, it sounds cliche, but you really don't know what happened 15 minutes prior or what's about to happen, you know.
I didn't even tell you too. We talked about this in terms of road rage yesterday. You and I both treat screaming at other cars as an art form. You know, like
that's a pastime.
Yeah, it's for me. It's not for you. It's, you know what I mean? I don't want you to hear what I'm saying about you. Yeah. I'm just doing it. Yeah. But by the same token, we had talked about just giving people a break. You know, if on the roads in life, mm-hmm. we become pretty hair trigger. And I got more reaction. I didn't tell you about this yet, Michaela. I got more reaction yesterday from that than anything we've done in quite a while. Thank you for saying it. You're right, Michaela. I always try to imagine whoever that is in front of me is my grandma.
Yeah, good.
So I don't want to run them off the road and all of that. Yeah. So just look out for each other.
Speaking for myself too, half the time when I snap or I'm upset about something, it has nothing ever to do with the other person. It's something going on with me. So don't even take things personally.
Yeah.
Like it's not even like that.
Yeah. It's generally I've fallen short and then I'm not handling the situation very well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which by the way, is even more soul crushing, but yeah.
I'm the problem.
So, Ryan, good dude. And we lost him too soon. And just look out for your friends, look out for your people, look out for each other, mm-hmm. You know, be a good friend to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, Michaela's hometown throwdown, getting back into show stuff. Roxanne Aronson of Mountain's Edge, just like that, is a two-time champion. She really wants Matt Rife tickets. Are you going to stand in her way? I think you should. We'll play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, it's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, our champion, Roxanne Aronson of Mountain's Edge. What up, champ champ?
Hi, good morning.
We call her champ champ because she's a two-time champ. That was when the Aces became two-time champions and started calling everybody champ champ.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, Roxanne, two-time champion. Champ champ, kids in the car, trying to stay focused. Do you usually have the kids in the car? Oh, wait, or is that our challenger, Elizabeth Bustamante from Sky Point that has kids in the car? Oh.
Yes, let's go.
Yeah.
Kids at home with me.
Yeah, no, I understand, but they're not making no noise. So but honestly, that could also be a distraction measure on Elizabeth's side. You know what I'm saying? Then you distract everybody.
They're very excited.
They're little so gamesmanship. Excited. I love it. Who is Elizabeth? Who is that?
So I've got my three kids. So my son and my two daughters.
What are their names?
Grace, Luca, and Lena.
Grace? Hang on. Grace, Luca, and who?
Lena.
Lena. How old are they?
A little baby that you're hearing. 8, 4, and 2.
Oh, baby.
Hi, Grace.
Hi. I call you every morning.
Hi, Luca.
Hi.
Hi, Lena. Yeah, that's what I say. And more of it. That's right. All right, good. You guys know how this works. Please buzz in with your name. First one to three wins. And make sure you don't answer until we call on you, because you may think that you buzzed in first because there might be a kid screaming in the background. But you may not have got in first, and you don't want to give the other person the answer. We'll see how this goes. Your quiz master is the one, the only, Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
With the Chiefs headed to the Super Bowl, the girlies are excited to see this pop star on the sideline supporting her man.
Liz.
Did Liz get in first?
I heard Roxanne.
No. Oh, no. Okay. I thought I heard Roxanne. Thank you for clarifying. Roxanne did get in first. Your answer, please.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, we got to be talking about Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah.
Champion goes up one zip.
Which Las Vegas Aces player is moving to the LA Sparks?
Roxanne,
champion in first.
Kelsey Plum.
Yes, Kelsey Plum. Yeah, my heart is broken. Jewel Lloyd's a great player. Jewel Lloyd is a 7-time All-Star. And I think, I think in the end, it's going to end up good. It hurts now, but I think in the end, it'll be okay. Two for the champ. Nothing yet for the challenger. What's next, Michaela?
Megan Fox is expecting her baby soon, but her and her baby daddy aren't even on speaking terms. What is his name?
Roxanne.
Oh, Liz. Roxanne for the win.
Machine Gun Kelly?
Is it Machine Gun Kelly for the win? Yes, it is.
Yes.
Is she talking to anybody? Is she talking to any of her baby daddies? Is she talking to Brian Austin Green? Is she talking to anybody?
Now. Yeah, just Brian Austin Green and their pals. He came out and said something really nice about her a couple months ago. So they're good.
I guess that's good.
Yeah.
You know, Elizabeth, I know you needed a night out to go see Matt Rife.
I know.
I'm really hoping.
There'll be other chances. There will be.
I'm
going
to try. Yeah. You know what? And we'll be right here waiting for you. Have a great day. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
Bye.
Add Matt Rife tickets onto the list of prizes that Roxanne Aronson of Mountain's Edge has amassed. She is now a 3-time champion. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow to defend your title on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Awesome. You're
here.
Thank you. Can I get my sister a
book? All right, buddy. Have a great day. Hang on 1 second.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm told Jackie Orozco from Mountain's Edge is on the phone for our 177-second survey. What's up, Jackie?
Hi, how's it going?
By the way,
you've
been riding with this. Hi, Jack. See what you did? Nobody ever does that. Hi, Jack.
Duh.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's how we became the number 11 show in America. I don't know if you heard, Jackie, these people did a rankings, and we're the 11th biggest show in America. And honestly, we're ahead of a number of shows that I would have never believed.
Mm-hmm.
Since Morning Zoo. So I'm a long time listener.
Yes. You know just how much we suck and how overrated we are on that list. You know.
I love you guys.
It's pretty crazy. All right. No, you're the perfect person for this 177-second survey. This story is now starting to make the rounds for everybody. PETA says that they're not crazy about Punxsutawney Phil, you know, the groundhog that we all pay attention to on Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they would like to retire Phil, the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club, that they should retire Phil permanently to what they're calling a reputable animal sanctuary. And that if they do that, that they'll provide a giant vegan weather reveal cake every year.
Oh my God. No, the kids look forward to that every year in schools, and it's just something fun, so no.
Yeah.
And they cut the cake open, and if the inside of the cake is blue, there'll be six more weeks of winter, and if it's pink, there's an early spring.
Yeah, listen, PETA, do not take that man's job away. Phil is treated so well. He's got benefits, insurance. Everyone loves him. He's a
movie about him.
Yeah, calm down. Stop. We're not going to get Phil.
I got to be honest. I don't even think PETA thinks this is a good idea.
Yeah,
yeah,
that cake? No. What?
PETA's like, well, you know what? Let's just run with it and see if it gets any we'll get on the news. You know, PETA's job is to get PETA on the news, and look what just happened. Right. And yeah. I'm not kidding. I just looked up. It was just on Fox 5, too, as we were talking about it.
So they got on the news. That was their goal.
Mission accomplished, PETA. Way to go. Do we really need... there's a guy in Connecticut, a state senator, has introduced a bill that would make theaters reveal the actual start time of a movie. He calls the way it is now that, you know, it's an abuse of people's time. But don't we all know how it works? Do we really need to know the actual start time of the movie?
I mean, I think everybody kind of knows that once you get the start time, it's about 20 minutes after, but... for those very punctual people on time, it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, I recently went to see Wicked at in December, and I don't frequent the movies a lot, and I am a very punctual person, so I got there even a little bit early. Girl, I was sitting in that theater for 30 minutes. I was like, I gotta go. It's a 3-hour movie. I've been sitting here for 30 additional minutes. I mean, I stayed, but there are people like me who just tell me when to be there.
It would help some people.
Yeah. A theater owner in Connecticut pointed out that these are challenging times for movie theaters, and the ads that they have are an important source of revenue for them. And so if people were making it easier for people to skip the ads, means that companies will be less likely to pay for them.
Okay, you know what?
That's the argument.
Yeah,
on the other side.
Sold.
Yeah.
But again, says 7-4... if it says 7:40, I know what I'm in for. And honestly, I kind of like the ads. I kind of do.
Yeah.
I don't hate them. And I like the trailers. So
yeah, I definitely like to go see the trailers too.
Here's the problem with the trailers. I just feel like they put the whole movie in there now.
Right.
Good. Great. I can make an informed decision. We got to go. I want to do this really quick. Processed meats like bacon, hot dogs, sausage, and ham apparently increase the risk of cognitive decline and dementia by 13%. That's even among people who average just a quarter of a serving per day. Are you willing to give up bacon? And by the way, this the team of researchers is from Harvard, and the data goes back almost 50 years. Are you willing to give up bacon so that you don't get dementia?
Absolutely not. I feel like everything that we eat and consume is going to give us something at some point in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Understood. Yeah, it was like my mom with the smoking. She's like, I'd rather die.
I know. Can I just enjoy the time that I do remember? I want the bacon.
It's one of the few joys of my life. Let me enjoy my breakfast.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KONUC.
Pretty great to be Post Malone, just out there living life, just doing your thing, making music. Oh, I'll do pop music for a while. All right, fine. Now I'd like to do, well, I was a rapper. I started out rapping, and then I do pop music. Now I'm just going to slide over and just crush it doing country music and stuff. Meanwhile, I'm moved to Utah and just, you know, do stuff and eat pizza. I love this. Of course, we know the story. A couple of months ago on Christmas Eve, tip the single mom $20,000.
Yes.
You know that story, right? Mm-hmm. Then apparently on Saturday, he popped into a Pizza Hut in Cottonwood Heights, which is just outside of Salt Lake. In fact, I'm pretty sure when I lived in Salt Lake for a year and a half, and I'm pretty sure that's right by where my apartment was down there. I was kind of in Sandy. I don't know. He says he calls it the most amazing place ever. Utah's pretty dope. And it's also good if you kind of want to be away from stuff. It's like Vegas. It's exploded.
I've never been, and I actually love snowboarding. So I'd really like to go for that.
Yeah, you should.
I love it. But I want to go.
Quick flight. It's gorgeous. Like I said, though, it's nuts now. It's crazy. It's crazy busy. It's all, it's kind of like us. You know how we're contained in the bowl? Yeah. They've got mountains on one side, mountains on the other side. And then the city stretches for like 120 miles, really from Provo up to Ogden. And it's just all packed out. So anyway, so Posty shows up at a Pizza Hut on Saturday morning. It's about 30 minutes before they open. So about 9:30 in the morning on Saturday, and knocks on the door because he wants pizza. I'm not, you make your own, you know, assumptions. The man's hungry. He wants pizza.
Yeah, that's it.
The manager on duty was 20-year-old Colby Aguila, Colby with a K, who told a reporter that he couldn't believe that Post Malone was just standing outside. Here's the great thing, too. Here's the great thing. If you see that, you'll see this picture online and you won't be able to scroll past it because Posty's wearing this sparkly blue, crazy. I'm trying to go back to get a look at it, but it's like, not only is it Post Malone, but it might be the most Post Malone ever. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like it's like a starter jacket, old school starter jacket.
Love.
But it's got heavily embroidered the first half of Rangers from like the Texas Rangers, the baseball team. And he's wearing these some sort of snake skin boots.
Oh yeah.
And a cowboy hat. And it's very much Post Malone. And honestly, it seems like he might have put in a lot of effort for it being 9:30 on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, but also like so cool, just throwing on a jacket and his little cowboy boots. He's like, "I'm here for some pizza."
Oh, so are you seeing the picture?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, but it looks like he dressed up to go out. And again, 9:30 Saturday morning. So Colby can't believe it was Post Malone. He says, "I didn't think it was him at first," and then Post was like, "Are you open yet?" And Colby said, "We can be open for you."
Yeah.
And so Post said, "Okay, I would like some pizza and some wings." And Colby said it was on the house, which am I the only little sidebar on this? Am I the only one who finds it odd that people who can truly afford things often get things for free?
I always feel like that.
It's weird to me. Like, I'm the guy, and so this is how you tell who I am. I'm the guy who gets free stuff sometimes, but not very often.
Sure.
And it's not like, you know, like really good stuff. Like, nobody's going, "Hey, we got a private jet. You want to fly on it for nothing?" Nobody does that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's like those gifting suites. They bring all these A-list celebrities and give them, like, thousands of dollars.
Sure.
They don't need that.
And they're hoping that they'll get, you know, plugs out of that, but whatever. Sure. So anyway, Colby says pizza and wings are on the house. So Post pulls out all the money in his wallet and hands it to Colby to the tune of $1,200.
Oh, I love that.
Colby says he kept 800 of it for himself, gave the rest to his coworker who was there. He has some medical bills, so he said he really needed it. Called Post a really genuine person, one of the coolest dudes he's ever met from day one. We had Post, if y'all remember, I think it was the first or the second SPF that we did at the Cosmopolitan pool. And he was just great. He was fantastic. In fact, I really believe that the former co-host of this show had a serious shot with him, but.
Oh no, what happened?
She didn't think so. That was also the same night that she met her now husband.
Okay, so love was in the air. Just Cupid took his arrow to somebody.
Yeah, she had it working. She had the pheromones going. Everybody was on her. But you know what? But good for Post and good for Colby with a K, who, of course, when he took the picture, Post is smiling. Colby's trying to look hard. And good for you. You're not. It's hard to look hard when you're wearing your Pizza Hut stuff.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, but good for you and good for Post. And yeah, that's it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with
the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hey, there's a guy in Florida. You may know him. He's orange. He's not that guy. He's another guy. Well, there's another
Where's
guy.
This going? And
that's, by the way, that's not political. That's just that pop culture. That's what everybody says.
Yeah,
no, really, there's a guy in his 40s in Florida that landed himself in a medical journal after his crazy diet turned his hands, his feet, and his elbows a light orange color. Like Michaela after a spray tan. Oh, you know I had to do it.
Period. No, I'm not signing.
I know
you. What was he using? I want to know.
You own it. Like, I'm not offended. Not one bit.
No, that's a compliment.
They diagnosed him with something called xanthalasma. It's when your cholesterol is so high. How high is it? Fat starts building up under your skin, and it'll cause yellow or orange deposits, usually around your eyes, but it can happen anywhere on your body. There are those that were even saying that there was like fat coming out of his eyes, like he was crying fat. But I don't know. He'd been following an extreme carnivore diet for 8 months. All he'd eaten was hamburger meat, cheese, and entire sticks of butter.
Yep.
I don't know what the idea was behind that. Oh, I guess was to lose weight because he'd lost some weight and he was feeling great. They checked his cholesterol. Anything above 200 is bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
His cholesterol was over 1,000. So hopefully he's mixed in some salads and they've got him. I'm sure they've got him on some medications and whatnot, but no word on how he's doing now. But
also, what would you expect? Eating a whole stick of butter.
But at some point, is that what makes you go to the doctor? You're like, well, I feel great, but I look funny. Like, you know, what's going on?
Well,
you
I'm still saying yes.
Like you said, yeah, like you said, you don't look at this and go, there's no downside to this, huh? Okay.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, so Michaela, a little bit ago, we were talking about the guy who all he ate was hamburger meat and a whole stick of butter and something else. And then he turned orange because he had so much cholesterol. You said, and you're right, that's just like extreme keto.
Yeah, it is. I know this girl that I think it's very common with bodybuilders as well. She'll bring a whole stick of butter and eat it as a snack. And listen, I don't know the theory behind
it. I love butter.
I tried it and then I gained weight. The complete opposite happened for me. So I was like, hate you, keto. But I just don't know any diet that you look at a stick of butter and be like, I'm about to lose weight.
I would lose a lot of weight because I would like purge. Truck you know what up. I mean? Not on purpose. It would just happen.
I know, dude.
Look. Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we all know it's been cold this month. How cold is it? Okay. We all know it's been cold this month. How cold is it? Thank you. A guy in Northern Canada had to be rescued. You read TMZ, so I'm sure you saw this story. Guy in Northern Canada, about 250 miles north of Edmonton. Man, that's out there. Fort McMurray is way out there. And they churn out a lot of really good hockey players out of Fort McMurray.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
So this guy's in Fort McMurray shortly after midnight on January 12th. Temperature was in single digits, maybe colder. And we're not talking about Celsius either. That's Fahrenheit. So it was in negatives Celsius. Homeboy gets into a drunken brawl outside of a bar, and while the fight was taking place, his pants fell down.
Oh my god.
We can stop there. I think that's pretty good.
Say less.
Then he lands on his stomach, which I'm guessing is, you know, I'm just guessing. It's like those what's the underwear commercials that they show, especially during Yellowstone, whatever it is they do them with the drawing of the guy and he dances around. I'm guessing that's what this guy looks like.
Okay.
So, he lands on his stomach and his junk because it's so cold, immediately froze to the ground.
Oh my God. Was this like, by himself?
Like Christmas Story. It was like Christmas Story, like the tongue on the pole.
Uh-huh.
Now, somebody on Facebook claims that that's not quite right. They claim it actually happened after the fight got broken up, and then the cops made him lie face down while they were arresting him with his pants down.
Oh, sure. Save face.
That's when it happened. Of course, the footage made it to World Star. When was the last time you heard that? World Star! Uh-huh. It's been a decade, which makes this even funnier for me. They have the footage of him being peeled off the ground. It's blurred because it's his junk, but you could tell it wasn't pleasant. You can't get... TMZ says he wasn't seriously hurt. Cops detained him, but they did not end up charging him with anything. My guess is because if the story is the way that they said online, then they don't want any part of it. And if you've got a heart, Michaela's face, I wish you could say, I wish we were on TV.
I'm
right
just
now.
Telling myself, of course the cops didn't do anything. Nobody did. He literally kicked his own butt and his ego was so bruised. Everyone was like, you know, a guy just go.
This is unpleasant enough. Do you need to pile on?
Yeah. Give it up.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings
on 98.5 KLUC.
I love this More You Know Before We Go today. I've said that a lot lately. In fact, I caught myself and stopped myself from saying, this is one of the greatest More You Know Before We Go ever, even though it is.
Yeah.
Even though it really is. I caught it. But 90% of America's imported cut flowers come through one particular airport. Do you know what airport that is?
No.
At one point, all the cocaine came through there too.
Oh. You know what? Still don't know.
Oh, I thought you knew. Miami. Miami International Airport is the port of entry for about 90% of our nation's imported cut flowers.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That is a wow. I agree.
I love flowers. I keep a fresh cut in my house every week.
If you're of a certain age, you know of the Got Milk ads.
Yeah.
Do you remember those?
Of course. Yeah.
The very first one. Okay. Do you remember this one? The very first one was a history expert who had got on for a radio contest and they had to answer the question, who shot Alexander Hamilton? But he couldn't answer. He couldn't say Aaron Burr because he was eating a peanut butter sandwich and he needed milk. Do you remember that one?
No.
Well, that was the very first one. And it was directed by Michael Bay.
Oh, wow.
Went up to all the early to mid 2000s movies and blew. The first Transformers movie was Michael Bay. And he went on a run. Like if there was big explosions, it was Michael Bay.
Yeah,
but one of his early things was the first Got Milk ad, which is great. In the X-Men movie in 2000, the mansion where Professor Xavier lived and trained his mutant students is the same mansion where they filmed Billy Madison.
Oh, I love that. I love that movie.
You know what's funny? And now I can't unsee it in my head.
Uh-huh.
It's called Parkwood Estate. It's just outside Toronto. And finally this morning, before you get all wound up about, you know, it came out yesterday that Google, or the day before, whatever, earlier this week, that Google was changing Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America, and they're changing Mount McKinley back to Mount McKinley and all that. Mm-hmm. Back in 1893, a congressman proposed an amendment to the Constitution that would rename this country to be the United States of Earth. And they decided, slow down there, Sparky. We're not doing it.
Yeah.
So, not unprecedented.
Truly.
It's not a political thing. I'm just throwing it out there. You discuss amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, have a great day. Follow us on, follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC. Follow Adrian at Heavyweight Radio. He's off filming for the Unlikely Pod, which is, did he get over 100,000 subscribers now?
I think he just hit 80,000 and growing.
I know it's close. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know it's close. But he's off doing Royal Rumble stuff right now. And if you love WWE at all or pro wrestling on any level, that's, you got to go subscribe. You have to right now.
Okay.
Michaela Gordon, what are you up to?
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-E-H. I wish you could come see me play, but I got a private event tonight, so I will be hiding.
Private. That means none of us are invited.
Just have follow my Instagram first. I'm just kidding.
Maybe there'll be a little peekaboo. Sure, fine. Don't act like you're not jealous. Listen, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy. That was me imitating. Not really, but yeah, just doing it.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.